Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Shanice Pinnell, for today, Thursday, June 2nd. I'd like to welcome you all to the show. Just wanted to remind you all that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. We have a really nice show planned for tonight. We've invited some product owners to call in and share with us details about their products. We were excited about it. We have our first caller on the line, but first we want to jump in over to Denise, my sister, and she has some beauty news for us.
Good evening, everyone. Just wanted to quickly just welcome Team Beautiful, our new intern, Danielle Blount, and you may know her from Twitter, or some of you may not, but if you see her tweeting some illusion stuff, that will be at Danny B Beauty, so I encourage you all to follow her. So we just want to congratulate her once again. And just a quick reminder about purchasing your tickets for IMATS LA, which is going to be held June 25th and 26th at the Pasadena Convention Center. Saturday has already been sold out, so we encourage you to go ahead and buy your tickets for Sunday if you plan to attend. And for those attending the pro-only night on Friday night, you must have your pro card to get in, so you don't have to pay anything. You just need your pro card. So if you don't have that and would like to get that and to get more information on purchasing your tickets, you can go to imats.net. And one last thing, stay tuned for Beauty Talk next week, which our guest will be Sheila McKenna from Ket Cosmetics.
All right, and also just a reminder to everyone that's listening and to those who are attending IMATS in Pasadena, Beauty Talk will have a Beauty Talk meetup on that Friday night after the pro-only hour at the convention center. So stay tuned for the coming weeks. We're going to have more news about that, more details about exactly where we're going to meet up on that night. So welcome to the show, everyone. And for those who are listening, again, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. We welcome your questions at info@illusionsbeauty.com. And you may also join us in the chat room tonight as well. Tonight, our very first guest, welcome to the show, Ms. Denise Chaiman. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you so much, Janice and Denise. I appreciate this.
You're welcome. Now, I just want to let everyone know, just kind of go back a little bit and just let everyone know how I discovered your product, the Eye Makeup Fallout Protector, back in March. I was in Friends Beauty Supply, and I was there talking to Brian, one of the managers of the store, and I overheard you talking to Brian's mom about the Eye Makeup Fallout Protector. And and I know she, you know, the two of you were talking, and I was saying to myself, well, gosh, that sounds like a really nice thing. I wouldn't mind trying that myself. So I spoke to you, and I told you how I overheard you speaking, and I was like, that would be a great thing for makeup artists to try. Give you some great feedback, and you did. You allowed me to try, which I was very thankful for. And I know it took me forever to blog about it, but I got kind of busy. so I finally had a chance to use it several times before actually blogging because I wanted to, you know, give it more than one try. But I really loved it. For those of you who didn't see how I responded to it, You can go back to our blog and check it out, Beauty Talk with Illusion. But I really love it. I think it's great where, like you said, it's non-adhesive, so it doesn't mm-hmm. stick to your face. And, you know, for some people, that's not a problem. But for other people, you know, who have very sensitive skin, that's mm-hmm. not cool.
Right.
So you can hold it. It has a handle. The silicone, little small piece, and it has a handle attached. It attaches itself to a handle, rather. It's easy to clean, which I really love. But you know what? Instead of me talking about it, I'm going to let you talk about it because this is what we're calling for. So
you're doing such a good job. And your blog was perfect, too. I almost just read that. My name is Denise Heyman, and we have a brand new company, New For You. And we came up with New For You because this is the first product I've invented, but I plan on inventing more. And so New For You would like to introduce our brand new product. It's very unique, and it's a new concept in the beauty world because it's called the Eye Makeup Fallout Protector. A lot of people don't know about this concept that you can have something underneath your eye while you're, you know, doing your smoky eyes, which are very popular right now. A lot of people are just used to putting, you know, powder underneath there, wiping it off with cotton if eyeshadow falls underneath their eye. But I've found it to be very painful. You know, living in West LA like I was, I'm surrounded by the most beautiful girls, and they all have the smoky eye look, you know. So I thought,
right,
you know, I was so busy, and I thought this is time-consuming. I put on the creams and, you know, the makeup and everything, and then all of a sudden I get the fallout from the eyeshadows or mascara, and I've got to clean it up and start over with underneath my eye. So I came up with the idea that wouldn't it be great if somebody invented something like that. So I went online, and right when I went online, one competitor, the first one, was had already just come out, and they had won some award, the best idea in beauty for 2009. So I was really bummed because I had just missed it by a few months. But I didn't even know that theirs had existed. And like what you were talking about, it does have the adhesive. The competitor has the adhesive, like a little Band-Aid and a little cloth that you would put the adhesive right underneath where your eyelashes are, where we have been told, you know, by many beauty experts that you don't hardly even touch that area. It's so sensitive. So anyways, I read up on, you know, all the testimonials, and I read a lot of, you know, YouTube, blogging, everything, that people that have used this product to see how I could improve it and, you know, go by the pros and cons of what people really wanted. Because everyone, the number one said was they love the idea of something to clean up, you know, the messy raccoon eyes that you get from trying to put on your smoky eyes or just, you know, regular eye makeup. So some of the things, you know, that, well, number one was if they thought it was a good idea, this whole new concept. But what they didn't like was the non-adhesive, so there's no pulling on the sensitive skin under the eye with my product. It is washable, so that makes it reusable and economical. So you only have to buy it once, and then you can just clean the silicone off. The silicone is very soft also against your skin. Our lawyer even, he's a man, he keeps it on his desk, and he just, like, plays with it on his face, like, rub it on his face because the silicone's so soft. So that was pretty funny. So guys like it, too. Maybe for not the same reason that it's made for, but. And then the handle makes it flexible to maneuver around all eye shapes and sizes. It's a stainless steel, high-quality handle that the silicone just kind of snaps onto. And it snaps onto, we have like kind of a butterfly shape. So it's very, you know, it's pretty decorative. It's very dainty and very pretty. Yeah, and it gives one confidence in applying the smoky eyes without worrying about cleaning the eye makeup fallout or reapplying concealers like I talked about, the base and lotions already applied under the eye. And this stylish makeup tool is very aesthetically appealing while applying eye makeup. And, you know, there's no mask strapped to your face or adhesive cloth on your face. It's very pretty. It looks like just a little wand. You know, that's important when you're putting on your makeup. You're looking in the mirror. You're putting on makeup because you want to look better. So, you know, while you're looking in the mirror or your makeup artist is doing your makeup, you want to look in the mirror and not have a bunch of junk all over your face. So this pretty little eye makeup fallout protector is just like a little pretty wand. And what I liked what you wrote about in the blog, your blog, was because makeup artists, you know, I was wondering, because it's got a little handle, you know, what would people say about having to use one hand? But I asked a lot of makeup artists, and they said, you know what, that's a great idea, because I never know what to do with my other hand. A lot of times I'll put my hand on their forehead or their hair, and then it just messes that up, you know.
Well, you know what, if I could stop you right there really quickly, that's one of the things I was just going to mention, was that when I first got it, I was like, okay, I wonder how this is going to be actually using it, you know, in my hand while I use the other hand. Like, will it feel weird? But it didn't. It was fine.
Right.
I try not to ever put my hands on someone's head or anything like that. So I think it's a great thing for makeup artists who don't know what to do with their other hand, or who always put their hands on someone's head and stuff. I think it's a great thing to use, because then it helps you learn to, you know, keep the hand away from the head and the face.
Right, exactly, because you could accidentally, you know, their hair's already done, you know, smashing their hair with your hand, or their makeup, you could, if your other hand's on their face, like you said, it could be rubbing off some of that makeup already applied.
Mm-hmm.
So because this is a brand new product, our shipment is coming in June. Well, it's June now, so probably mid-June to the third week in June. I have a lot of stores that are interested, and we do have a website where you can order it on our website. It's very easy to remember because it's the name of the product, eyemakeupfalloutprotector.com. And its retail value is $14.95, and we find that to be very, very cost-effective, because, like I said, you only have to order it one time, and you just wash it with, you know, anything you want to wash it with. It's real, you know, the silicone's very soft, and you can't damage the silicone at all. So it's very cost-effective, and it doesn't have any adhesive, you know, attachment on there for your sensitive eye area. You know, it's very aesthetically attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the price we feel is very good. But stores, you know, we're going to sell it wholesale, so it's up to them what they're going to sell it at. But if somebody does want to order it online, it's eyemakeupfalloutprotector.com.
Great. Well, I think the price is great, because if you're going to buy it once, that's not too much of an investment.
Right. And on our packaging, we have, you know, we have listed all the information front and back, and then we have a free bonus right now where we're offering an even larger silicone shield to place into the handle. They're interchangeable. So if you want more coverage, or maybe some women have larger eyes, whatever, you can replace the smaller one with the larger one. And that's a free bonus on us.
Oh, nice. So are there any questions out there for Denise?
We have a question in the chat room, but I'm not sure. There's a question. It's not really related to the product.
It's asking, does Denise recommend waxing your eyebrows or threading?
Waxing your eyebrows or threading with it?
I'm not sure if they're asking in relation to the product or just in general.
You know, I mean, people can use it to make a nice line for their eyebrows, but when it comes to waxing and that, we didn't invent this in terms of use for that area, but, you know, some people have showed me how they're using it instead of putting it underneath their eye to do their upper, like, mascara on their eyelashes, the top eyelashes, they're placing it, you know, the silicone part right where their eyelid is, because some people have such long eyelashes and the mascara will get, you know, on their eyelid. So they're using it that way. I'm not sure about the waxing part. Like I said, I have heard people using it to line up, you know, to do their eyebrows. Does that answer your question?
I think they're just wanting to know which method is better, threading or waxing. But again, it's not related.
Oh yeah,
to...
that's not related. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not my expertise. I don't know anything
right.
about. I go and get my own eyes waxed.
Well, one of the things I think I asked you in the store, or at least spoke to you about, Denise, was about eyelash extensions. I know sometimes mm-hmm. you can use some of those other products that we use for fallout. We could use for applying individual lashes or eyelash extensions. And I haven't tried using that. While doing it, I think it probably, just in my opinion, may be a little difficult to use when applying eyelash extensions, only because you have to hold it, or
right.
maybe if you took it off of the handle and just placed it under the eye, as long as it would stay still, then I guess it would be okay to use. But if it doesn't stay still, it probably would be a little hard because you're already using pretty much both hands to apply the lashes.
Or yeah, maybe the client
hold it. Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say. Thank you. You could just place it there and then take the client's hand and have them hold
mm-hmm.
the little wand.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And we do have another question from the chat room. And the question is, how do you clean it? And
You can clean it with soap and water. You can clean it with basically anything.
Oh, okay.
The silicone... you know, whether it's mascara or liner, it all washes off really well.
Okay. So you buy it once and you just continue to keep reusing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll last forever. And we also have a warranty. So if for some reason something happened, and which nothing will, because it's stainless, high quality stainless steel and silicone. But if you know something were to happen, we have a lifetime guarantee. We'll replace it for them.
Okay. All that for $14.95. That's not bad.
Yeah. And then once we get our units in, I do have some handles that are just going to be very just plain stainless steel, and then most of the handles, most people liked the design that I showed you. The ones I gave you have designs on them. So I will have both. There's a couple stores in Hollywood that wanted the plain handles. So, but online we are, you know, if somebody specifies on, if they want to order it online on our webpage, they can specify they would like the plain handle, and we'll send them that.
Now, Denise, we have another question again.
Okay.
about the product, like if someone's like on a photo shoot and they have like more than one person that they're doing, should they have more than one of the protectors?
Well,
or should they clean in between?
Well, you know, you guys use a lot of that spray to clean your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could have more than one, or you could just, you know, clean it as you go on to the next person.
Right.
I mean, the part, though, I mean, you would just want to do that because you're a makeup artist, of course. But
right.
I think it would probably be easy to arrive if you're going to do more people to have several, so you don't have mm-hmm. to worry about cleaning it up, go move it on to the next person.
Right. But I think it's so reasonable in price that it really wouldn't hurt to have, like, you know, two or three of them.
Right. You know, and if it's a makeup artist that, you know, is helping us out like you are, you know, that's mm-hmm. why I sent you, you know, a lot more than I would give a normal makeup artist.
Right.
And you were very, very nice.
And I have one for a lucky listener tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to figure out how I can give this one away. But I have one for a lucky listener. You have to be a makeup artist. You have to be a makeup artist, and you have to be willing to, if you have a blog, and you have to be willing to blog about it. If you don't have a blog, you have to be willing to at least email Denise your feedback. So one way or another, you could use that that information, Denise.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, so I have it for a makeup artist. I'm going to figure out how I can, who I'll choose, but I'll figure that out as the show goes on. I'll think about that.
Okay, and then
somebody.
I will, in June, once, you know, we're able to place our units in the different stores, then we'll have it on our webpage where you can find it, which store, if you don't want to order
okay.
it online.
Okay.
Now,
let me ask
right
you,
now
will
we
you be at, let me ask you, will you be at any of the makeup shows that's going on around the country?
Oh, yeah. We've got to find, yeah, we need to find out when they're out there. So that's my next step, to find out when I can start signing up for them.
Okay. Well, I know that IMAS, International Makeup Artists Trade Show, is in Pasadena in
okay.
June.
Okay.
And I can just email you some information, and you can check with them to see if they have booths or whatever still available. But
oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's a great product to get out there.
Okay.
And you're not a makeup artist at all, is that correct?
No, I was never a makeup artist, but when I first got out of college, I worked for a chain of department stores as a buyer, and at one time they had put me in a position for the store to be the coordinator between all the big, like Lancome's and Estee Lauder, and then all the 26 stores. So I was kind of like a liaison between them all, but I never did the applying of the makeup. I was just more of the business part of the makeup.
Gotcha.
But I always wanted to invent something or write a screenplay. So I decided I'm going to invent something. So this is what I came up with. And then my next step, after this gets going, I'm going to come up with something else. So.
Gotcha. Any more plans for other products for to go along with the eye makeup product protector?
Yeah, actually, somebody did bring up, I'm in Tennessee right now visiting my parents' ranch, and a friend from Beverly Hills, she has a salon there, she came out here, she visited with us a while, and she brought up some, you know, something pretty interesting, too, so I can't really say what it is right now,
okay,
but it's related with helping out with the eyes, so... So hopefully that's something we'll be working on.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. And just shout out one more time the website, the retail price, and any other information you want the listeners to know about the Eye Makeup Fallout Protector.
Okay. It's the Eye Makeup Fallout Protector, and the reason it's a long name is because, like I said, it's a new concept. A lot of people don't know there's anything out there right now that can help them with that. Like, if you go to your CVS and you want to look at beauty products, you don't run to CVS and say, oh, I need an eye makeup fallout protector. So it's something that, it's a new concept, and people love it. They think it's a great new idea, and everyone's excited about it. So we can't wait until the shipment comes in a few weeks so we can get it out everywhere. And going to these beauty shows would be great. So I'd really appreciate that you would be sending that to me over the email. And if anybody wants to order it, it's the same name as the product, eyemakeupfalloutprotector.com. And it's $14.95. And you do get a free bonus on the back of the package. We're giving you an extra silicone shield that's a little bit larger. And both of them are interchangeable as far as being attached to the stainless steel handle. And if somebody does prefer to have just a plain handle, not with a design on it, you can just specify that when you order it. There's a little section that says notes.
Cool. Now, normally we on our show, we have pretty much one guest, and at the end of the show, we ask all of our guests the same thing. So before you leave, we just want to ask you, what does beauty mean to you?
What does beauty mean to me?
Yes.
Well, beauty means everything to me, coming from a beautiful family and then living in West L.A. for 25 years and my brother being a celebrity and being around all the celebrities and, you know, makeup's been just a part of my whole life. So anything new to help out in the, you know, in making somebody look better and putting on makeup easier and faster for, you know, the busy life we all have, I think is wonderful to have.
Great.
Denise, before you go, can you just spell out the website, because we're getting messages that it's not working.
Okay. You know what? I was afraid of that, too. Okay, it's EYE MAKE UP Fallout is FALLOUT and then Protector PROTECTOR.com.
Okay, I think they're saying it's under construction.
Oh, you're kidding. I've been gone for a week at my parents' ranch in Tennessee, and they don't have computer access out here because it's really out in the boondocks here. So they're saying it's under construction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I will have that fixed first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you so much for telling me about that, whoever's emailing you and let you know. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. And thank you for joining us.
Okay, and I will have that fixed tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Okay.
No, we just, okay.
Okay, is there any other questions?
That was it. Well, we do have one. They're wanting to know who's your brother.
Oh.
Well, he was, he had the reality TV show Sunset Tan. He was the owner.
Sunset Tan.
There were two owners. One had spiked brown hair, and then my brother had the blonde hair. He was like the serious business good-looking one, and the other guy was more of the kind of like the chains, lots of bracelets, and spiked hair.
What network?
It was Channel E.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think a few people know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and so he's going to be giving a supply to Brooke Burke. You know, she was the hostess for Channel E, and then she became friends with my brother, and they opened up a tanning salon together, and they've remained good friends. So she's going to be using my product.
Oh, okay, great.
Nice.
Okay, and thank you so much for inviting me, Janice and Denise. I appreciate it so much, and I appreciate all the questions, and I'm so glad somebody emailed about my website being down. That's very strange. Right before I left, it was perfectly fine.
Well, I'm sure it'll work itself out.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you so much, Denise.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a good night.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. So the eye makeup fallout protector, like I said before, is a great product. So hopefully you guys will get a chance to check it out. I'm going to let my sister pick somebody from the chat room tonight to.
Oh God. Please don't leave it up to me, but.
I don't know. Why don't you come up with a number and let everybody guess or something like that? But I'll let you take care of that from the chat room. And we're waiting on, let's see here. We're waiting on Suzanne Patterson, who's going to share with us some new products from Graftovian, as well as Alicia Grand from Grand Lashes, a product for your lashes and eyebrows. Like a mascara type product that she's going to talk to us about. And then we have coming on a little later,
Are they not on the line?
Not yet. Diane Baker from the Brush Guard will be joining us soon as well.
Is Diane on the line?
Hold on. No.
Okay, can we move on?
We get them when they get on the line. So one of the products that we're having someone call in tonight is OC8. And Denise, why don't you describe that product? Stephanie will be on a little bit later. She's scheduled to come on a little bit later, but just describe.
On the line.
Hmm?
Stephanie's on the line now, though.
Oh, is this Stephanie on 202?
No, Stephanie's at 586.
Okay, I'm not showing these callers. Can you let them on?
I'm sorry?
Are you able to let Stephanie on? Because I don't see.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, you guys. Just work with us for a second. I don't know. My screen is not showing any additional callers.
Is that you, Stephanie?
Hi.
Hey, is that you?
Yes, this is Stephanie.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
I was asking my sister, Stephanie, to talk a little bit about the product that you're getting ready to talk about, but I know she shared the OC8 anti-shine with me, and I really love it. I just wanted her to just talk about how she came across the product.
Sure.
I was actually given the product from an esthetician friend of mine who knew that I worked with a certain actor, and so he was actually a client of hers, and so she knew that he had very oily skin, and so she kept telling me, I have this product for you to try on his skin, and, you know, I wanted you to let me know, you know, what you thought about it. So finally we were able to connect, and she gave me the product, and I used it not
actually on him, but on a few other men with oily skin, and it was wonderful, and it was like the best thing that I found in a long time to control the shine. And so at that point, I kind of researched them online, and I went to the website, and I sent them a message, and then I received some products, and now they're here on the line to talk about it.
So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for asking me to be on and for featuring us on your blog already, too. So that is really great. I'm glad you like the product.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
So, OCH's definitely been widely used by a lot of makeup artists. It is available exclusively through physician offices, so that's probably why your esthetician friend had heard about it and you hadn't. But we have been marketing it through dermatologists. Really seeing a lot of nice benefit for people with acne and oil issues and needing a product for shine control. And it has the added benefit then of being a great makeup primer and really helping that makeup to stay in place.
Right. Right. Now, do you have, before we go more into OC8, do you have any other products that that you work with that do the same thing, or does OC8 kind of work by itself, or are there other products within that brand to kind of work along with that?
There is another product in that line, which is our OC8 Acne Gel. So it has the same Acrosorb technology, which is what our shine control agent is in OC8, but it also uses benzoyl peroxide, which is a really trusted and used acne treatment. So for patients who are really suffering from acne, we usually recommend the OC8 Acne for them. Works just as well as a makeup primer, but also gives them that treatment step too.
Okay.
Then BioPel as a whole, we have 10 different skincare lines. So OC8 is the only one that really is a makeup primer and is used to control shine. But BioPel strives to offer a global spectrum of skincare. So we really have the whole gamut about everything from your glycolics to your retinoids, your growth factors, really everything when it comes to skincare.
Now, can you explain just a little bit of how OC8 is used, like how to apply?
Sure.
Like, can it be applied, like, after makeup goes on or before makeup goes on?
I usually recommend your first application is before you put your makeup on. We always say it's the last thing you put on before your makeup. So any treatment products, sunscreens, moisturizers first, let them dry, and it's really important to let each step dry in between, because a lot of times the products can kind of cake on top of each other. Then just a pea-sized amount of OC8, I just spread it really thinly between my fingers and then just use a light circular motion to apply it to the skin, and then let it dry and you're ready for foundation.
Okay. Now, what if you're a makeup artist is working with the product and, you know, the product is on, then you put your foundation on, and then, you know, powder if you want to use powder. And, you know, throughout the workday, you needed to touch up, but you wanted to use more of the product. Do you suggest, like, touching up, you know, by blotting, or do you suggest using more of the product over the foundation?
I would suggest using more product over the foundation. Again, just a real small amount and create a nice thin layer between your fingers, and then you just want to dab it on. So you don't want to rub or wipe, but just a real light dabbing, and you'll get a nice effect with it.
Now, have you ever seen or worked with any other like anti-shine or shine control products before?
I've tried a few of the different ones out there, just kind of personally, just to see what the competitors are up to. I have really oily skin, so this has been one of my favorite products for a long time. But I know a lot of the products have like an alcohol base to them, so they can be really drying and irritating. And then some of the blotting papers, you can pretty easily wipe away your makeup when you're wiping with those. So I've had some issues with those too. But I know I've tried, I think it was Sephora's primer, and it was kind of greasy feeling for me. I think it was a silicone-based. product. So I like OCA better. It's more of a gel, so it's got more of a water base to it.
Now, did you find that, like, some of the other products were not just drying, but they kind of, like, I mean, like, moved the makeup, or I'm trying to find the best way to explain it, but, I mean, the
they
product...
They don't really let it stick to the skin.
Yeah, I mean, the product changes once it touches the skin. Like, it doesn't really do what it's supposed to do. It just ends up, the product itself will change or dry up itself on the skin.
I don't have that much experience with the other ones that are out there, but I can tell you with OC8, it works like a little micro sponge on the surface of the skin. So it just sits on the surface, and it specifically targets that oil. So whether it's oil in products that you've put on or just oil in the skin, it's going to absorb that and just block it away until you wash it away at the end of the day. So it doesn't interact with your makeup, and it won't absorb your makeup. And a lot of makeup artists that have used it have told me that they found that oils can float away the pigment in makeup. And we actually had a dermatologist, Zoe Dralos, who had done a study about pigments where with oil and then using OC8 and the observers for that clinical study were able to tell, they did a split face comparison, and that's really the easiest way to see the results with OC8 is to do what we call a split face demo. So you put OC8 on one half of the face and nothing or whatever primer you want to compare against on the other side of your face, and then just apply your makeup and see how it looks after 2 hours, 4 hours, and you'll really see that the pigment does start to float away because of those oils that are in the skin, whereas with OC8, they're locked away. They're not interacting with your pigment foundation, and it's able to stay in place.
Okay. What kind of feedback have you gotten about the product?
We've gotten lots of great feedback on it. Some other makeup artists that have used it, Carmindy Bauer, or Bowyer, I think it is, from What Not to Wear on TLC. She's written 2 books, The 5-Minute Face, and I'm sorry, the name of the other one is escaping me, but she's recommended OC8 in both of her books, and she used it on What Not to Wear on one of the contestants. So she really loves the product and recommends it all the time. Mejkin, who was the makeup artist for American Idol, used it on the show and said that it worked like nothing she's tried before. So she really loves it. It's been featured in Glamour, Bazaar, Martha Stewart Wedding. So a lot of different beauty magazines have picked it up too. But people really like the results, and a lot of people struggle with shine. So it's just nice to have an option for them to use.
Okay, now a question from the chat room. The OC8, is it available for purchase other than by physicians?
There are some physician-based websites that sell it, but we do try to keep it exclusively to physicians.
Okay, and so it can't be ordered, like, through your website?
Right, yeah, we don't sell direct to consumers.
So I guess the best way to go on your website and try to search for locations?
We do have a physician finder on the website, or if you just do a basic Google search, it'll pull up most of the web retailers.
Okay. Now, would you suggest any of your other products to go along with this product?
Probably not from a makeup artist standpoint. I mean, we do have some great cleansers that can be good to use, but everything else is really for more long-term use.
Okay. But you would suggest a client to use certain cleansers or whatever else in conjunction with the product?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's really more their general skincare. So.
Okay.
I mean, we do have an acne treatment kit if they have acne concerns, so they could purchase that. But really, it's kind of a client-by-client basis at that point.
Okay. And what does it retail for through the physicians?
It's usually right around $40.
Okay. Well, I love it, and I'm going to give one away. I was going to try to hold on to it as long as I could, but I guess I'll be nice and I'll give one away. Just one in the chat room tonight.
I see a question here from Shanna Janelle. Would I have to ask my dermatologist for it? That would be one way that you could get it, but probably for makeup artist use, it's easier to purchase through one of the web retailers. And I know there are many out there, and I really don't want to play favorites or anything, but I know Dermstore, Skin Store, Dermadoctor, Lovely Skin, those are some of the top web retailers that do carry the product.
Okay. Well, I think you sold them on it.
Anything about the product you would, before you leave, anything about the product you would want to, anything else, I guess, share with the listeners? Website information. I know you probably mentioned it earlier, but you want to just give out your website again?
I saw you posted the website, so it is biopel.com, and it is, our website is really kind of geared more towards the dermatologist or the consumer who's going into the dermatology office. The makeup artists have kind of been a nice little niche market for us, and so we definitely appreciate the support that we've gotten from all of you great ladies out there and gentlemen too. I just like to say again that it's an oil-free product. It's non-comedogenic. It's not going to clog the pores. It's really light. It's a gel. It absorbs great, and have really seen some nice results with the product.
Okay.
Well, before you go off, we've been asking. We ask all of our guests, and we just asked our last guest. It has nothing to do with the product, but we just want to know what beauty means to you.
To me, beauty is just feeling confident in who you are, and whether that means getting all dolled up with your makeup or just going out all natural. I think there's a lot of different ways to feel beautiful, but it's all in you.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement with that one. Well, with that being said, thank you very much, Stephanie. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, so
okay.
I am having some little technical difficulties, so if you could show me who's next on the phone.
Who do we have on the line? Let's see. Who do we have on the line?
Where are they calling from?
510.
That would be Diane Baker, the brush guard.
Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hello. How are you, Denise and Janice?
How are you? Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm very flattered.
Well, you know what? I've seen your product around for a little while. I was at IMAX in New York. I think when I got to your booth, you guys were all sold out. I didn't get a chance to, touch, feel, and ask a lot of questions. So I just wanted to bring you on so you can share with our listeners what the Brush Guard is all about.
Well, first I'd like to invite everybody to go to our website, which is thebrushguard.com. thebrushguard.com, so you can see it. And we also have videos about how to use it on our website. I am so sad that you didn't get to have a sample, but as you know, we're sending you one out, and we will be happy to treat your listeners to three samples. If you'll arrange to give them away and let me know, we'll be happy to send them out.
Absolutely.
So what the Brush Guard is it is a flexible woven sleeve that slips over the handles of the brush, and it clings to the ferrule, which is the metal part of the brush, and it protects the bristles. Now, it protects the bristles when you're not using the brush. It also is wonderful for after you've washed your brush, and I hope that everybody is washing their brushes. after you wash the brush, you can blot the bristles, shape them with your fingers, and then slide the brush guard over it, and the bristles will stay in perfect shape. And now you can stand the brush up with the bristles pointing down, which is something you've never been able to do before the brush guard. And you can let it rest in a glass or a cup, and gravity will pull the water down away from the ferrule. The ferrule is the middle part that holds the bristles together. And when water gets up underneath that, it makes the handle swell, and it also degrades the glue that's back there. And so your brush does not last as long. So the brush guard will not only keep your brush in perfect shape, will protect it and keep the bristles from getting rubbing it up against things, but it will also make your brush last longer.
Nice.
And
how did this come about? How did this whole idea come about?
Well, it came about because I used to paint. I still paint, but I was painting, and I was frustrated that there was no excellent way to take care of my expensive paintbrushes. And I was out to dinner one night with my very close friends, Anne and Malcolm Plant. And Anne, who was taking painting with me, and I were complaining about this. And Malcolm said, well, what would you need to protect your brushes? So I described to him exactly what I thought we needed to protect the brushes. And the next thing I know, Malcolm had come up with the material that would work for this. And we thought, I was listening to your first guest, and this is our invention. We tried it out, and it worked so well that we decided to patent it and go into business. And so we have a line for makeup brushes, but we quickly realized that, for artist brushes, but we quickly realized that makeup brushes, there are many, many, many more makeup brushes in the world and many more makeup users. And so we have focused on helping all the makeup users all over the world to take care of their brushes. Now, let me turn the tables and ask you sisters some questions. How many brushes do you have?
Oh, my God. Do you really want to know? You're asking the wrong sisters that question. You're asking the wrong sisters. I have probably, and this is really no joke, I honestly probably have very close to 300 brushes.
Wow. I think you are our winner.
Well, you didn't hear my count.
Oh.
I was going to say close to 500.
Oh, no. Well.
And mine is probably understated because I know I have more than her. I am a brush junkie.
Well, I'm a brush junkie, too. I love brushes. And a brush that's in good shape, it's a tool. And you asked me how this came about, and how this really came about is I love my tools, and I try to take good care of them. And I couldn't, and that bothered me. And now I can take great care of my brushes, and hopefully everybody else's as well.
Right.
And we're all about the brush. It also makes it easier for you to keep your brush clean. And having a clean brush is just critical to the beauty process, because if you're using a dirty brush, not only are you putting dirt and bacteria onto your face and oil and all sorts of dreadful things, but the makeup that you're putting on with that dirty brush is not being maximized.
Mm.
It's being mingled with this bad stuff.
Right.
So to get the best clarity and the best hygiene, you have to clean your brushes. And to have the best brush cleaning experience, the brush guard is definitely part of that.
Yes, definitely. So how many brushes do you have?
Oh, I have. Well, see, I'm so lucky because all my brushes are safely encased in brush guards. So I have a box of brushes where they're all thrown together, and they're all just fine. They're just being kept perfectly. So I am embarrassed to say that I probably only have about 25 brushes, which I thought was a lot. But in your company, I am tiny. I am in awe of the two of you.
And I think it just really came from, like, especially working on movie sets like we do, and sometimes when you work with a lot of people, you have to just, sometimes you don't have time to stop and clean brushes. So it just came from having a lot of set of brushes, you know, a complete set to use.
It's sort
one
of like
client.
Ammunition all lined up for you, and you just run
yep.
through them one belt at a time.
Yep. You know, and that's pretty much, and then I can't help myself, especially when I go to some of these trade shows and, you know, they have such
deals,
and there are some myself.
There are some gorgeous brushes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So the brush card comes in four sizes. We sell
for
$5.50 from our website. And that includes tax and shipping. We have five different options. The variety pack has one extra small, two smalls, two mediums, and one large. And then you can also buy packages of one size. And they have different numbers in them. So the shadow liner pack is test 10, that's the extra small, the blush package, and when I say these, you know, everyone's, the brushes are sized a little differently, so these are just general categories. So the blush package has 8, the foundation package for your foundation brushes has 5, and the powder kabuki package has 4. And I understand you're on the East Coast. We're carried by Ricky's in New York City, which is a fabulous store. And we're also carried by Major in the Midwest. You can purchase from us on Amazon.com for exactly the same price as from our website. I know that everybody likes to buy from a website. And let me think what else I can tell you. We have videos on our website, which will show you how to use it. We have some fun things to look at, like endorsements. Wayne Boss, who's a famous British makeup artist, named us his best product of the year for 2010. We were thrilled about that. Makeup artists are our favorite people. We love hearing from makeup artists. We love meeting makeup artists. We try to get to the shows. If we can't get to a show ourselves, we try to send the product with somebody who's going to be selling it there. I'm running out. like I said, we're all about helping people take care of brushes.
Well, that's really a good thing because a lot of times, you know, I'll continue to buy brush after brush after brush, but I like to use the same ones. And the ones that I, you know, continue to use, they're getting old, and it's hard for me to get rid of an old brush.
Well, you'll be astonished.
I'm sorry?
I said you will be astonished. If you wash your brush and dry it in the brush guard, it will be renewed.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
We hear from people all the time that they took their favorite brush, which they thought had lost its bounce and lost its shape, and when they washed it and dried it with a brush guard, it was completely renewed, and we get lots of thank you notes for that. So What I generally suggest is that people start with a variety pack, and then they'll have every size, and then they can try. It's like trying on clothes. You can try the brush guard on all your different brushes, and then you can decide what exactly you need to order. Right. And when you have
very
that many
nice
brushes, you can then store them safely.
And, right.
Know that they're going to be okay, because brushes are, bristles are fragile.
Very
and,
fragile.
They can get knocked around, and you don't want that to happen.
Are you guys planning to come up with another product related to brushes?
We are. We are planning by the end of the summer to expand into a full line of brush care products.
Okay.
And you can visit our website and find out about that. I can't give away the details because I don't want to spoil our grand launch. But do visit our website to see. And we are just loving picking out the best of everything to help people care for brushes. We are very, very focused on quality, and we're finding, we are formulating and manufacturing the most wonderful products. So I cannot wait. I hope, will you please have me back?
Definitely.
I would, and I will make sure that you are on our list to receive some of the first kits when they come in. But
good. When I receive the brush guard samples after using them, I will do a blog post.
Well, I appreciate that.
And let everyone else know what's going on. And just to, I think we mentioned it earlier in our beauty news segment, but tonight's show has kind of got us interested in doing a, you know, product spotlight. So we're going to do try to do one as often as we can. If it's not every week, it'll be close to it. Where we just, you know, bring on a product brand or company to come on for about 5 minutes or so and talk about their new product. So.
Well,
definitely.
Well, I will. I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds good. Sounds great. And now, before you leave, you have to tell us, like everyone else did, what beauty means to you.
What does beauty mean? Beauty feels good. I think that beauty feels good. I think that when I see beauty, I feel good. When I feel good, I am beautiful. I think it's a real, how can I put this? It's a real offering to the world when you take the trouble to tend your inner beauty and your outer beauty so that you can, so that your presence will bring those good feelings to other people as well. So I love beauty. I love natural beauty. I love artistic beauty. I love the feeling of beauty I get when I'm feeling good and stable and balanced and clean and healthy, and all that adds up to beauty for me. Now, are you going to tell us about what you think is beautiful?
No, not tonight.
Well, I'll
and the,
listen
and
for
no,
when
and
that
the, and the reason why is because at some point my sister and I are going to be interviewed by either each other or, you know, one of our listeners.
Well,
so we're going to have our own individual interviews, and so we're going to get that question ourselves. So we will share the answers.
I think your show's
true. But sometimes then. Well, please,
so
now, let me ask you, you guys are on Facebook, correct?
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on thebrushguard.com, and we're on YouTube. And we invite everybody to come and visit.
And we will, and we'll let, you know, let everyone know what we think about the product. So again, we have, you said three that you're giving away?
Yes, please. And then please let me know, and we'll mail them out.
Okay, I sure will.
We'll get three variety packages.
We'll get three variety packages.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Diane. I appreciate it. And see, was that too bad for you?
Pardon me? So, are we off the air now?
I said that wasn't too bad for you, was it?
Yes, I'm a nervous person, so I'm a nervous interviewer.
No, you did. You were wonderful.
Well, I don't. I like talking about my product, obviously. I just don't like it. You know, it's just not. It's just kind of a, how can I put this? I am not the person you would have picked out of a crowd to become an entrepreneur.
Gotcha.
That's not me. So anyway, yeah, I'd love to, if you will, I don't know how you select your samples, but I can either just send you the product, or you can give me the addresses, and I'll have my shipping person mail them out.
Yeah, we can give you.
We'll
email them to you.
Okay, great, great. I'll be happy to do that. Put my name on it so it doesn't fall into the wrong file or anything.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. Listen, your show is terrific. I'm real impressed.
Oh, thank you
so much. So glad. I'm so glad I had this opportunity to discover you.
I am so happy about that.
And I can't believe you have 800 brushes between the two of you.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. And I like to use the same 50 brushes all the time.
Now, I went to a store once, and it was a store where they manufactured, they had previously manufactured brushes, and they had a wall full of brushes on display. It was gorgeous. Just gorgeous. I can't describe it, but it's like a thing I've ever seen before, so. I just am tickled about that. I ask people that from time to time, and I think the most I've ever gotten before was like 250.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that's still a lot.
Yeah, it was a woman whose email read like the Brush Babe or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So she was obviously into it, but you guys, I am awed.
So are we sometimes when we actually look at them all.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So where are you all located? You're in?
I am in Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm in it.
Oh, you're in Maryland. Okay, I thought you were in New York.
And Denise is in Atlanta.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So you can connect to this. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really, well, thank you again. I shall tune in again. It's a little
pleasure. We appreciate that.
It's a real privilege. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch really soon with the three names.
Please do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We were bringing people on to talk, like, for 10 minutes about the product, but as you can see, 10 minutes is not enough time to talk about products. Like I said, I'm having, on my end, problems with the switchboard and just seeing who's calling in, so I'm not sure if some of our other guests have called in or not.
Suzanne Patterson, I saw her out there, but she hung up a couple of times, looks like.
Okay.
So we will have to get Suzanne on at another time. I would love to have her on next week if possible to just be the first person, you know, with the product spotlight.
Okay. And did you see a 914 number?
I believe I did at one time.
Okay. Okay, so the other two guests called in, but I could not see them to bring them on. So if you're listening, Alicia and Suzanne, I do apologize. And we'll just get you on our weekly product spotlight. You know, you'll be the only company, and we'll just get you on then because I really enjoy bringing the different people on so we can learn about their products. I think it's a great thing for makeup artists to hear about some of the products, especially like, some of, like, you know, I know that the Brush Guard was at IMATS, the Grand Lash was at IMATS New York, both of those were at IMATS New York, but no one knew about the Eye Makeup Fallout Protector. This is just somebody that I met at a beauty supply store, a major beauty supply store in L.A., and she was trying to go around to the different stores to push her product to get them in the store. So no one knew about that. So I'm just happy to be able to discover some of these products and bring them onto the show so you guys could find out about them. So, you know, if you find out about products and you want someone to call, you know, come on and talk about them, send us an email and let us know about some of the products that you discover. But I'm glad about this show because it's introducing a new segment for us on the show. So we will be back with, you know, our product spotlight and hope to get Suzanne Patterson on to talk about some of the new things from Graftobian and also to get Alicia Grand on with the Grand Lash product. So if you enjoyed tonight's show, please go out and mark it as a favorite. Continue to send us your comments, your questions. Post your questions and comments out here on our profile page on Blog Talk Radio. Or as always, you can hit us up on Twitter and Facebook on the Illusions Cosmetics page, the Beauty Talk page, or our personal pages or our fan pages, as well as you can join us every week in the chat room where you can ask your questions or you can send questions to info@illusionsbeauty.com. And just a reminder, I put something out on Facebook and Twitter about the Illusions Beauty website. We were down for site maintenance, and now it's coming back up. If you see some things that's strange or not operating correctly, trust me, we already know about it. Just be patient with us. It's still in the process of coming back up completely, but it's back up. If you see something weird, just wait about a day or two and it should all be straightened out. We thank you again for your continued support. Stay tuned for next week where our guest is Sheila McKenna of Cat Cosmetics.
And also,
have a good night, everybody.
That we will make an announcement on Twitter and Facebook about who the winners are for tonight's products.
Oh, okay, yes, sure. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.